Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, May 24th. As we're heading for the Memorial Day weekend, Danny.
Yep.
Do you have a lot planned?
Yep.
You
no,
do?
No, I was just like repeating myself to see if I can hear myself.
Oh. Hello. Welcome. So you don't have a lot to do?
No.
This weekend?
I know.
I'm actually dreading 3 days because let me tell you something. We took a day off yesterday and I had so much time on my hand that I started getting depressed. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? I don't really have much to do all day.
Oh my God, I love days off.
No, I know. But you know what? I realized one thing. I need my routine. I really do. You know, if I don't get up when I'm supposed to and come and do the show, it throws everything off for me.
That's weird.
It's weird that way, right?
Yeah, no, as soon as you texted me, I said, bet.
Yeah, go back to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
But I worked at 1, so it was like I only went back to bed for like an extra hour, but still an extra hour was an extra hour for me because I'm tired today.
Really?
Yeah, struggling.
Yeah, I went to sleep actually at 10:30, so I get plenty of sleep.
I was about like 11.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you got enough sleep.
Why doesn't feel like it.
Right. Yeah. I'm telling you, you probably have sleep apnea too.
No, I slept like a baby.
You don't know it.
I slept like a baby.
No, I mean, I sleep like a baby too, but then I'm fucking tired in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Because I'm telling you, that's why I never realized that until somebody told me you have sleep apnea. And the reality is
when you have sleep apnea?
Yeah, but how do you know
snore.
You don't?
Because I have people sleep at my crib all the time.
Okay, so you need to figure out why the hell you're not sleeping well.
Because
it seems to you like you are. But your body's probably exhausted.
Yeah, like I didn't wake up at all last night. I just woke up this morning when my alarm went off and I was like, I feel exhausted.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just getting sick.
I don't know. But
coming with a cold or something.
For a long time for you.
Maybe I'm just tired from working every day this week.
You were tired before you started the job.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I was less tired though.
You know what you need to do is just go to a sleep clinic like I'm supposed to go to and I'm not.
You don't do a lot of things you're supposed to do.
I put it off. Well, I was already scheduled to do it, but yeah. No, I know. The things that I don't like to do, I don't do.
Yeah, but you should just do it to get it over with.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Why avoid the inevitable?
No, I know. And I tend to do that, and it's really stressful and everything. So you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question, you know?
I mean, I tend to do that sometimes, too. Like,
yeah. Especially with doctors, you know? I just don't.
Well, nobody likes the doctor's office.
It's not the office. It's just making the effort to go there. You know what? I guess it's not a big deal, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, whatever. But I really wanted to do something. I was thinking of driving to see my friends. I was thinking of taking a trip here and there. But I always reminded of how the traffic is on holidays. And then I regret ever leaving the house.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought I'm not going to go anywhere. But that doesn't leave much
right. To
do.
Right.
So maybe I'll go to the beach, ride the bike, something. I don't know.
That sounds nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, at least you'll be busy and making
Yeah, but I
money.
Wanted at least like Monday off because there's so much going on. Like, but I did just try to switch my shift and waiting to find out. But because I got invited to a pretty dope party on Monday and I was like, I want to at least go to that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I requested Monday off and she forgot. So the manager feels bad. Mm. She's like, I see your request. I just didn't see it when I scheduled. But once the schedules are out, everyone's like, nope, not doing it, not changing.
Yeah.
Especially since it's a holiday and everyone wants to get like fucked up, you know? But there's one girl that I work with. She's like the nicest human being ever. And she's like, if you want to switch and take the morning shift and come in from 9 to 2, I'll come in at 2.
She'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I just don't know if I'm going to be in party mode after working 9 to 2.
You will be.
Probably.
You will be.
Yeah.
9 to 2, that's not a big shift.
No, I mean, but to get ready, I'm going to have to be up by like 6.
Yeah, yeah.
I might just get ready for the whole day.
Yeah, you should.
You know what I mean? That way I can just drop my car off and go straight to the party.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So I'm also thinking of... somewhere close, you know, maybe to the beach. Maybe there won't be a lot of people in town, so right. going to the beach would be okay.
Right.
You know, and but no, I think I do need my routine or I go crazy. I mean, I was totally depressed yesterday, the whole fucking day. Just because from nothing to do. Because, you know, people are working. It's not like during the day you're going to do
anything.
See,
that's when, like, when you have... When you enjoy stuff like watching movies, a day like yesterday would have been perfect. Cause you could have just like wrapped yourself in a blanket.
So I watched part of a movie and then I got bored, you know, and that was
it.
Crazy. Now what? I read for 2-3 hours and then what? You know, I mean, shit. How much can you do this?
I would have, if I had nothing to do yesterday when you hit me up, I would have like literally stayed in bed and just binge watched everything that I needed to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been a great day.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I got asked out on a date, right?
Oh.
And I said, yeah, which I never do. But he seemed nice. He was like from France. He had like an accent.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, he's not like the best looking guy ever. But like, what would it kill me to go to dinner? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like talking to him on WhatsApp. And I don't really pay attention to this. But last night I was like looking when I got home from work. I'm like, okay, what is this picture on his profile? He's fucking married.
What?
With a child who's 16. So I asked him like 10 times if he was married and he would like change the subject. So finally I was like, bro, I asked you 10 times, are you married or not? And he was like, yes, I am.
How did you know how to find him on social media?
No, I don't have him on social media. This is WhatsApp. His picture on WhatsApp is his family.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you should take that down.
Yeah, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, WhatsApp, because he's a foreigner.
Foreign. It was
right.
a France number. So he was, like, trying to text me on my iPhone, and none of them were going through. I was like, oh, I'll hit you up on WhatsApp.
And so he goes, maybe then he goes, but of course.
Yeah.
But of course I'm not.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay, so, but he's, like, friends with someone who's, like, top, like, high-end at the place I work.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, do I go? Because if I don't, he's going to talk shit. Like, what do I do in this situation? Because it's like a tough situation now. Because he's like friends with like the owners of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I don't want to not go after saying, yeah, for sure, I'll go out with you.
No, that has nothing to do with it. You know, I mean, if they harass you because of that or let you go because the owner's mad because his friend, what the fuck? No. No, that would be like harassment.
So,
you know?
And then I was like, maybe I'll just go on the date because my dad has been a cheater. And I always wondered what married men talked about on fucking dates. Like, what were you talking about when you cheated on mom?
Yeah.
So I kind of want to go as like an experiment in a research project.
Yeah. To see if they'll even admit that they're married.
No, he did.
Yeah.
He eventually After I pried the situation, like, dude, there's nothing better than being honest. But it shouldn't have taken me 10 times to ask you, are you married?
Right. You see, when people travel, they do that.
Well,
they fuck around.
He's opening a restaurant out here, so he's probably looking for like a new wifey in the States.
Yeah,
right. He wants one in France, and he wants one.
Maybe not. Maybe he just wants to get laid, you know?
Never happening. I don't sleep
with... Not with you.
Yeah,
but
no.
He doesn't know that.
No, he sure doesn't.
Yeah.
He sure does not.
So maybe he's just looking to get laid out here while he's here, you know?
Yeah, you want to hear another creepy story?
Yeah, I do.
So like 3 weeks ago, there was this guy at the restaurant, and I saw him looking at me. But that happens all the time. People stare at me all the time at the restaurant. No big deal.
Right.
So I saw him at the restaurant last night again. I'm like, okay, that's also not a big deal because there's like some extreme regulars in there. Like people that I see like every single shift I'm working, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like there's some people there that are there every single night.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, you guys don't get sick of the food? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, the food at the restaurant is insanely good. Like I just tried the American Wagyu. Sam, I've never... In my life, they put in like on a bone marrow and they have like the juice on top. I've never had anything like it.
Really?
Yeah, but I got it. They gave me a comp meal because it was my birthday. So I was like, let me get the expensive one. I'll take the $55 steak.
Wow.
But anywho, so I saw him and then I saw him at the restaurant last night. Again, no big deal. But he was like standing behind me when I was talking to the French guy because the French guy was there and he was like confirming our date for tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, I'm about to leave work right now. But yeah, tomorrow for dinner works. And the dude is standing behind him and he looks pissed.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is a little weird. Right?
Yeah. What is it? I've been lying here. Sucking in life.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is getting a little weird, right?
Yeah.
So I go to the back to grab like my tip envelopes or whatever. And I'm going to check out and I can see the guy standing by the door. not the French guy, the other guy.
Right.
So I'm like, why aren't you like in the restaurant? You know, like, right. Why aren't you mingling in the restaurant? So I'm walking out last night, Sam, and he says my name. First of all, how do you know my name? That's bizarre.
Right.
Yeah, like I've never had a conversation with this dude. Like I've seen him right. in the restaurant, but I've never ever.
So he must have asked somebody.
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
So he goes, Danielle. So I look at him, I go, yeah. And he was like, happy birthday. And he went to go hug me. And I was like, okay, this is creepy.
Really?
So I gave him a hug. I go, how'd you know it was my birthday? He goes, I follow you on Instagram. How do you know my Instagram?
Right.
He's like, oh, my friend from Boston was here and he showed me your page. I'm like, that wow. sounds sketchy. So he's like, I came in the past two nights in a row looking for you. I bought you a birthday present.
Wow.
I was like,
now how did he know about Boston too?
He was with, so when the first time I saw him, he was with a guy that was from Boston.
Right.
And he actually said something to me, the guy from Boston.
So he knew you were from Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, the other guy?
The other guy. Right. But I didn't speak to this guy. He's Russian. Right. Like, right. He's a full-blown, like, heavy Russian accent. Like, really? Yes, I'm taking... How do you do it, Sam? How do you do a Russian accent?
I don't know. let me...
YouTube it. YouTube
I'll have to practice for next time.
Oh, but you got to get a clip. Get a clip of a Russian guy speaking so people can hear how... Because it was, like, literally the most intense Russian accent I've ever heard. I was like, what? So he was like, so I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. Have a good night. He was like, wait, whatever. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, let me get your number. And I got to tell you, I told Gabby, I was like, I was a little scared.
Yeah.
So I gave him my number because I was like, he's so intense. Like, and I don't know if it's the Russian accent.
Right.
Or what, but like, he was like very just like, you know, in my face. Wow.
It could be like mafia or something.
Yeah. So, well, his hands were all cut up too.
Really?
Yeah, he had like stitches in his hand and everything.
Wow.
He had a huge scar across his face.
Fucking Russian mafia, oh my God. What the fuck?
Yeah, he has a huge scar across his face.
Run for Zeus. Yeah.
He had a huge scar across his face. I mean, he's not hideous, but he's not like, I wouldn't look at him and be like, yes, take me on a date. Like, it's just not. So I gave him my number and he texted me like, all night long, and I was like, I'm going to bed. At first he was like, let's go grab a drink. When I was leaving, he's like, are you done for the night? Are you going on break? I was like, I'm done for the night. And he's like, well, let me take you to dinner right now. I was like, I just worked for 9 hours. No one's taking me to dinner right now. So he's like, okay, fine. He's like, are you sure you don't want to go for a drink? I'm like, I'm positive. So I leave, I go home. And he's like, are you sure you don't want to come out tonight? Let's go do something. I go, no, I'm going to bed. I meant what I said the first time. So then finally he's like, dinner tomorrow? And I was like, I'm already going on a date.
Yeah. Jeez. That's not easy being a woman, man.
But isn't that weird?
It is.
Like, I would never do that.
You get too much attention. And then, so imagine like celebrities.
Right.
What they have to deal with.
Right.
You know?
Right.
When you can't like. I mean, look, you're a normal person, but you're attractive, so you have a different experience from somebody else that just goes and works at a restaurant or, you know, goes out or whatever, you know? So you get that, and that's pretty shitty, man. You know, I mean, guys are like, I can't believe what you tell me. Like, every time, you know, every guy you describe to me, it's like, I can't believe they treat women this way, you know?
I mean, I don't think it's like, I don't think he necessarily did anything wrong. He was just too intense.
No, but I mean to find out about your birthday and come and hug you and
yeah,
stuff,
that's weird. Creepy. That was weird. It was too much for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That means if I even went on one date with him, I feel like he would get obsessed with me and like just like start showing up at my crib.
Right. I mean, he's already shown you he's a nosy son of a bitch. You know?
Not only that, when I was talking to the French dude at the French dude's table, you were standing at the table like you were about to join the party because you wanted to know what I was saying to this guy. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. And clearly he wasn't there with his friends. He just showed up to see if I was working.
Yeah, yeah.
So can you imagine being that attracted to someone that you just, I'm going to pop in this place, see if this chick is working.
Right, right.
That, yeah. I mean, what?
Yeah, well, you were smart to turn him down, I think. Yeah. Stay away from that.
Yeah.
You need to know the background of the person a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, not from people that just walk into a restaurant. You have no idea who they are, where they come from, you know?
Mm-mm.
Shit. So you guys get a lot of foreigners there, right?
Well, a decent amount. A lot of French people.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. A lot of Australians. I would say Australians the most.
Really?
Yeah, Australian tourists like hit that restaurant like a mother.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I heard Australians have like hammer dicks.
What does that mean?
It means like they have big dicks. Really? I heard like every Australian, no matter how tall.
Every Australian?
Yeah, I think it's just something in the water, maybe.
Maybe they are.
I've never been with an Australian.
I've never heard of it before.
But like four girls that I work with all hooked up with Australians, and I guess it's a thing that they all have like huge wankers.
How is it possible?
I don't know.
They don't all.
Probably a lot of them, though.
Maybe these chicks watch too much porn. Australian porn.
I don't think that exists in the United States.
No, it does. It does. I've seen some women from Australia. They have entire sites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you,
I don't like the Australian accent.
No?
I like a lot of I think accents are super sexy, but I gotta be honest with you, don't like Russian.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Australian.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of German.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But like British, Scottish, Irish. Ooh, honey.
I love that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes the Latin, like the Brazilian accent, can be hot on guys, but then sometimes it's like, it's a little too much.
A little too much. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, now, did you notice we were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, and he was seen in Cannes with his 19-year-old 21-year-old girlfriend. That's too much of an age difference.
Okay, but you know what? It just proves what I say. Men will go as young as they can if they can.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they started dating.
He can because he's Leo.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody throws themselves at him.
Right.
But a normal person his age would not get a 21.
Well, she's really pretty. She doesn't look like she's 21.
I know.
She looks like she's in her 30s.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, she looks like she's in her 30s. I mean, she's beautiful.
Right.
But she does not look like she's 21.
I don't know. She looks to me like, you know, I mean, 2021, that's what she looks like to me. I don't know, but you just saw her with a lot of makeup and all
that.
Yeah,
because I went to an Instagram page and she's like all done up, like red carpet. I guess she's an actress too.
Yeah, or a model or something.
Well, her dad is like owns like some type of fashion line. Like her dad's super loaded. So if that's probably a turn on for him that he's with someone that doesn't need his money.
Right.
Like she got her own shit going on. And so does her family.
Not only that, but look, everybody looks for the tight skin, for the innocence, for the virginity, for whatever, you know?
Supposedly they've been dating for 3 years, which means he started dating her when she was 18.
18. So how come nobody knew about it for all this
time? Oh, everyone's been knowing about it.
Really?
Even time I see him out. And he don't talk to no bitches when he's out. I mean, he's friendly. Like, he's a nice guy. Like, anytime I've approached him for a conversation, he'll have it. But he's not out here, like, asking people for numbers, nothing.
And he's not taking her out or anything, so nobody knows
about
it.
He was at the restaurant with her.
Oh, with her.
I wasn't working, but everyone said that they were in there, like, about a month ago.
Yeah.
And they were all like, she looked like she was 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, you see? I mean, look how many men marry women that are like 20, 25, 30 years
old. I mean, he's kind of smart because he's never gotten married and he's never gotten anyone pregnant because a lot of celebrities end up marrying these chicks.
Right.
Like, look at Nicolas Cage. He got married and then after like, 4 months or 4 days, he was like, I'm getting a divorce. And she's like, I demand half. Like, all these dudes are putting them in situations because they're thinking with their dicks, not with their brains. Yeah. He seems like he thinks with his brain, like, I'm good.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have any kids.
No.
Leo.
No, he would have beautiful babies.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, no, I feel like if he had a kid, that shit would have been out.
Because he would be with a model anyway, so of course the kids are going to
No, come sometimes out. Two beautiful people don't make a cute kid.
That's not true.
Sometimes two really unattractive people make the most drop-dead gorgeous kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But it doesn't mean that beautiful people
don't
make beautiful
kids. Oh, no, I'm saying,
kids.
But it doesn't mean that two beautiful people are also going to make a beautiful kid either.
I think it means that.
I mean, its genes are good, that. I guess, yeah.
It means that. Look at all these, like, beautiful people and their kids. The kids look more beautiful than they do.
Yeah, like, Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz, they produced Zoe Kravitz, and she's fucking bomb.
Really?
I'm like, what? And Lisa Bonet and Zoe Kravitz look like sisters. That's her mom. I'm like, geez, what water are you guys drinking?
Yeah.
Even Lenny Kravitz looks mad young.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. You're right.
It's I'm out genes, here like, you know? Oh my God, I got a new wrinkle today. Where's my first gray hair?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, 21 years old, you know, and he, because he can, and that, more power to him. What can I say?
I mean, if he's been with her since she was 18, he's got to love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not just going to be with a young chick that you don't love. I can't imagine that being.
Yeah, but you never know, you know, you never know. But yeah, what do they have to talk about?
I have, well, probably just the entertainment business.
Because, you know, but at that age, they still talk about their parents all the time, about high school and college.
But she's not in high school. She's not in college. She's living a completely different life than a normal 21-year-old.
Yeah.
She's on the red carpet at Cannes for a film. She's a supermodel. Her dad's right. a fucking billionaire. Yeah. I don't think she's living the same life as an no. average 21-year-old chick. that's why yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio's dating her and not someone he just met in a college parking lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Mm. So they're both desirable.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So I guess they're shown here in the news, I guess Harvey Weinstein is like about to pay, what, $44 million to his victims and shit, you know, some kind of a settlement, you know. And it's interesting because I'm reading in Howard Stern's book, he's got...
Is he going to jail?
Well, that's the thing, is that right now it's a civil thing. So he has to pay the people. But if they decide to sue him criminally, then he could go to jail. But this is not...
Yeah, because they're all going to take that paycheck and shut the fuck up.
This is not about crime. This is about saying this guy attacked me, I want money.
How is he out free and Bill Cosby is in jail? That shit don't make no sense.
I don't know, because they haven't brought criminal charges against him. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the whole story.
I thought they did. I thought he got charged. Wasn't he in jail at some point?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, so that's why I'm like,
maybe he was arrested and I don't know. Was he charged?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Google it because I'm pretty sure he was charged. Hold on, let's Google that shit.
It was just a little headline here that flashed in front of me, but it's got to be a big story, you know. But, yeah. I don't know, man, but the guy is really... So I started saying I was reading in Howard Stern's new book, the interview with Harvey Weinstein. And...
yeah, he was indicted.
He was indicted.
He was charged with rape and sex abuse. And okay. then he was indicted on 3 additional sex assault charges.
Right.
So how the fuck is he out free and Bill Cosby is in jail? That's
crazy.
Well, because
Bill Cosby already had his trial. He hasn't had a trial yet.
Yes, and this has been going on for almost this amount of time.
No, but Bill Cosby was out too until he finally had his crime. Because they go out on bail.
No, I get that. But this happened at the same, like almost the same time. They were like at the same time. It was like...
No, Bill Cosby started years ago.
So did Harvey Weinstein, I feel like, at least a year ago.
But not as long as Bill Cosby, I think, was much before that.
Harvey Weinstein better be drinking that pina colada, enjoying whatever sun he can get, because when he does get a sentence, he's going to be in there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
He looks so creepy.
He does.
Like, he looks like a creepy-ass motherfucker.
But he was a very astute filmmaker, you know? I mean, look at some of the films when I see... What chances they took on some of the films that, like, if you remember, a big one was the King's Speech or something a few years ago.
I know that was a big movie.
Yeah, remember? Uh-huh. And so that's a movie that he gambled on and he made it big.
Everybody saw that, but everyone really likes that main actor. What's his name?
Yeah, Firth, Colin Firth.
Yeah, people like him a lot.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
he was in Bridget Jones's Diary.
Right. Mm. He was also in, what's it called?
Love Always?
No, that Secret Service. Yeah, Secret Service. That's what it's called. No, that was the tagline. Let me think about it.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, no, he was in it with a young kid, and they're like a secret, the secret agents and stuff like that. And in England, you haven't seen that?
No, I don't really watch England movies like that.
No, but it's an action movie, you know?
Let's see. I probably have. You think you're just describing it very terribly.
Yeah, right. Secret Service movie or something. Okay. I'm not describing it terribly at all. It's sort of like a secret society that fights crime.
Oh, Kingsman.
Kingsman. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I hated the.
So he was in it.
Yeah.
And he was pretty cool. He had a cool.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
You didn't like it?
Horrible. I was really disappointed.
I loved it. I saw both of them.
I haven't seen the second one, but I was like, I have to just give it a try because I saw the first one, you know? Yeah. But I think I feel like I have to rewatch the first one, which I don't want to do because I know I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. In this case, I prefer the first one to the second one. But I usually do. I don't like sequels as much.
How much money did John Wick make this weekend?
I don't know, but it's probably a lot too, right?
Everyone has seen it now. I feel like people that are now seeing it that have never even seen the movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, how
everybody says it's a good movie, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, how do you watch the third one if it literally makes no sense to you if you haven't watched the first two?
But do you think, I guess it is sort of a sequel, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it continues a story. Yeah. It's not a separate story.
And the movies always end like this one ended on a cliffhanger. Right. So if you go into John Wick 4 not seeing John Wick 3, you're going to be like, I don't get it.
What's going on?
Yeah, because they introduce new characters every movie.
Right.
But then those new characters play like in John Wick 2. You saw that one, right?
Yeah.
So you know the black guy with the birds?
Right.
That he was in The Matrix, right? The one that was in The Matrix?
That's
funny. They both did The Matrix together.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did both movies together.
Yeah, that's funny. True. I just realized that.
Yeah.
But he plays a big role in the third one, too. So it's like, if you don't watch the second one, you're going to be like, who is this character?
Yeah,
you know?
Right? Where did he come from? Wow. That's true. Talking about The Matrix, I hated the second.
I never saw any of them.
Third. I know. You got to see the first one, though. I'm telling you. It's because it's unexpected. You've never seen anything like that before. That's why I liked Kingsman, the first one, because you didn't know what to expect.
Right.
The same with like Men in Black, you know?
They're coming out with a new Men in Black.
I know. The fourth one. Chris
Hemsworth.
The woman.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth is in it, and he's so fine. It's like the only reason I want to see it, you know? She's like, how do you do Men in Black without...
Yeah, without the Will Smith and...
He was too busy doing Aladdin, which is going to blow the box office.
Yeah, I just opened this up. I know everybody says great things about it, right?
It came out tonight.
Yeah. A lot of great reviews for it.
I would go see it by myself, but I work every single day for the next 3 days in a row.
That's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have to see it next weekend.
Will Smith is the genie, and he probably is going to steal the show.
Oh, that's the only reason people want to see it.
Yeah, right?
110%.
Because nobody knows the other ones.
I think the other ones are just like upcoming stars. It's not like
we're going to be huge stars, of course, right after the movie.
Yep. If, in fact, the movie doesn't bomb.
Do you think it'll bomb?
I don't know. I would say they redid Cinderella a couple years ago.
It's a great fun movie.
Yeah, I mean,
Cinderella is not the same, you know.
No, but they redid Cinderella,
right?
But they made it different. So when they take the original story and they make it their own, I'm not cool with that.
You don't
like if you're gonna remake like Beauty and the Beast. They did that to a T.
Right.
Every song was the same. The whole entire story was exactly the same. I loved it. I've seen the new live Beauty and the Beast like 100 times.
Really?
Because it's exactly like what I grew up watching.
Right.
So I feel like Aladdin will be good if they didn't put their own fucking spin on it.
That's
I hope
true,
it's man. Just I hope they have all the original songs.
Right.
Like One Jump Ahead, Magic Carpet Ride. Like I hope they don't change any of
but
that.
But you don't want Will Smith to be too much like Robin Williams because they're two separate ones, you know? So we'll see how Will Smith is going to be. I'm sure he's going to take on his own like character.
Stuff, well, I don't need the script to be exactly the same, but I just need the placement to be exactly the same. Like, okay, so he gets tricked into going to get this lamp. He gets stuck. He finds the genie. They get out. Like, at least as long as the main points are exactly the same, I don't care if like all the wording and stuff is different.
I see.
And the songs. Don't add new musical. Don't add new music to it. We don't fucking know what this is. Give us what we grew up on.
Yeah.
We want to sing along in the theater.
That's true. That makes sense, you know? Well, we'll see.
I really should have been a movie critic.
Yeah, probably.
Do they get paid for that anymore?
Depends who. I think a couple of them do.
I should get into that.
Yeah.
How do I get into that?
You don't.
I should have fucking started a blog when I was like 10.
Yeah.
Because I've been obsessed with movies my whole life.
Well, I mean, you do have the audience. You can do whatever you want. You can start a show.
I should really start just doing it on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly. You have the friggin' audience. Come on. You can do whatever you want. You know how many different things I would test with my audience if I had so many?
How did, can you see how that movie did with Anne Hathaway and what's her name? The chick from Australia.
Oh.
It's called Hustlers, I think. I want to see if they did well in the box.
The chick from Australia.
She's like chubby. She was in How to Be Single. She was in...
Chubby from Australia. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Rebecca... Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. Have you seen...
Rebel Wilson is not Australian, is she?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because isn't that the daughter of... No, I guess not.
No, she's full-blown Australian.
Yeah? She's not the daughter of... what's her name from... Wilson Phillips?
No.
The chubby girl? No?
Mm-mm. Nope, she's Australian.
Carney Wilson.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, her first movie was that musical that everyone was obsessed with for so long. What was it called?
Okay, I don't know, but let me look it up, okay?
I want to see how
Rebel
much...
Rebel Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Oh, now I see who she is.
Yeah.
More than chubby, come on.
Oh, that's not
she's,
nice.
No, I mean, she's
chubby. She's like one of... Isn't that, I think she's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just got like such a good energy anytime she's on the screen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she looks very cool. I've never seen her... In a movie before, though. Oh, so she's like a comedian? She does those funny movies?
Yeah, she does funny movies. So, and if she gets cast in a serious movie, she's the one that's bringing the comedy. You know, you always got that one character that's got like the joke.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I want to see how much their movie made this past weekend.
Okay, so that movie's called what?
Hustlers, I think. It's her and Anne Hathaway, and Anne Hathaway's a big deal, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Hustlers. I'm obsessed with Anne Hathaway. I think she's awesome, and I think she's so pretty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Anne Hathaway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't she so stunning?
Yep. This is the Hustlers
movie.
Right. I've got it here. Let's see. I don't think it made... not saying here how much it made.
Here, I got it.
But it is box office.
Yeah.
September... Oh, wait a minute. It hasn't been released yet. No wonder.
No, it came out.
Why does it say September 13, 2019?
No.
That's not the same movie?
No.
No, it's not.
No, mm-mm.
No, it's not the same movie. So maybe it's The Hustle, not The Hustlers.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, The Hustle. There you go.
Yeah, my bad.
25 million as of May.
Okay, I want to see how much they it took to make it.
Let's see if it has the cost. Let's see. Costs. So, I mean, globally, worldwide, it made 53 million. That's pretty good for a movie that doesn't have any effects or anything.
The website I go to that says how much they made to make the movie, it doesn't have it on here. They just said how much they made.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's
usually
the one
they
I'm
put both.
Too. Really?
I want to see it. I think it looks good.
Production budget not available.
Yeah, okay. Same with me. Mine says not available too.
Right.
I wonder why.
Well, we're looking at the same site probably.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, man. I realized last weekend when I saw John Wick that I really enjoy going to the movies by myself.
Mm.
Like, I don't mind it. I'm going to start going anytime I want
to
see
something.
I
know. After the first time I ever did it, I felt that way, too.
Right. I'm just like, screw it.
I know, man, because you shouldn't have to wait for somebody to want to go to the same movie with you at the same time.
But don't get me wrong. I love going to the movies with somebody.
Well, of course.
Because then you can like giggle and laugh. And like it's just a good time when you go with someone. People hate when me and Gabby go together.
Yeah.
Because we talk.
You talk a lot. Yeah.
But on John Wick, it was the first time I turned around and I told the people, if you say one more word, I'm gonna have you removed.
Really?
Yeah. I take John Wick very seriously. Right. I'm not going to listen to you speak during this movie.
Wow.
And they shut the fuck up.
Good.
They talked the whole first... 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
So I turn around and I'm like, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to finish whatever conversation you're having or I'm getting you removed.
Yeah.
I don't care if I was a bitch. I'm paying money for this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to hear you talk.
I know, but there's a nicer way to say it, no?
No. Not in John Wick, no. Nope. You already ruined the first 5 minutes of the movie for me. For that, I should get my money back on it.
Yeah. I think I would have said, I mean, look, I would have been pissed too, and I probably would have said something similar to what you said, but
like
I try to be more like, folks, we're trying to watch the movie here, please. And that would have been
say it like in a really cunty way.
It's what you wanted to say, but you didn't say it.
I said it in a like a grown woman, like I mean business type of way. Like we had 9 minutes of previews. You couldn't talk through the previews, like you know.
Yeah.
As soon as the lights dim, people started clapping. Like, as soon as people started clapping, it was like time for everyone to shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
I didn't even touch my phone the entire time. I didn't even break out my phone. I was off the grid for 2 hours.
For you, right?
Yeah, yeah. Off the map for 2 hours.
Jeez.
But I want to do, maybe I will start going to the movies every time I see something that I want to see and just go and like review it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, why not? You know, you might actually break through as something, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, maybe people will like your style.
Right.
Yeah, try it. I mean, you got a channel. How many do you have in your channel?
70K.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
70,000. I just hit 70,000 last week. Took me quite some time to get there. But I just really started doing videos starting in January.
Right.
So I had like 28,000.
Right.
But I never uploaded. I upload like once a year maybe.
Oh.
If I was like if I steady did YouTube like my whole since I started the account, right, I'd probably be at like 200,000 at this point.
Yeah.
But now I'm just getting consistent. Like every time I get ready and I go to work, I try to make it a point to film, but sometimes I'm just demotivated. Like I'm a really good storyteller, but sometimes I have no stories to tell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I'm just not motivated to talk about a story that doesn't give me that's kind of why I want to like go on this date so I can have a story to tell, because I'm already excited about telling it.
Yeah.
And it hasn't even happened. I'm like, this is a good story time.
Yeah.
And just the title would be clickbait: I went on a date with a married man.
Yeah.
Just sounds good.
No, don't do it.
Why not? I have nothing else to do tonight.
No, but he's married.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna kiss him or anything.
What are you going to do? Just go with him?
Yeah.
Just go out.
Yo, he was at the restaurant the past two nights in a row. The first night by himself, he bought one bottle of wine that was $5,000. And last night, between him and his boy, they bought like four. And just with wine alone, without food, it was like over 10 grand. Yeah, I can have him take me out and give me a really nice dinner.
10 grand for dinner.
Yep, because they bought four bottles of wine, but all the bottles were like $3,000.
What the fuck?
We have bottles of wine at our restaurant that are like 40,000.
So people just spend it because they can.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not like a $3,000 bottle is much better than a fucking
$12. Than $8.99 from Trader Joe's.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe less sulfite, but that's
about it.
So it's
just to throw money, to show people you're throwing money around.
Yeah, and to get a good seat in the restaurant anytime you come. Because when you're a big spender, it's like you sit right away.
You see? I mean, people with the fucking money, man.
Yeah. So I'm like, why wouldn't I have him take me out?
Yeah.
And wine and dine me. I deserve that.
True. You do.
Yeah. Like, you already wasted my time by asking me out and tricking me into giving me a number. I might as well have you pay for my food. Yeah. I don't feel like cooking tonight.
Yeah. Take me out to eat and then fuck you. Go home.
Well, no, I'm going to let him know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like, we can go out to eat. We can have great conversation, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm not like, okay, for instance, the celebrity I just hooked up with who told me he's in a relationship. If he hits me up again, which he just did, and asks to see me again, which he's going to do, I don't mind hanging out with him again because that chick doesn't have a ring on her finger. I feel like if there's no ring on the finger and you guys have not been together for a long period of time, who's to say that I wouldn't come in there and steal your heart? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes shit happens. Like, you could be with someone for a really long time and then someone comes along and it's just like, you know, the chemistry's there, whatever. But when you have a ring on the finger and you made a fucking promise to somebody, I would never cross that line. Mm. Ever.
So it's not enough that someone is a girlfriend. She has to be a wife for you not to.
I just feel like there's a lot of people that have girlfriends and they're settling and they're not happy.
Yeah,
so who am I to tell to keep?
No, but is it your decision? I mean, the thing is,
it's not my decision. So I owe her nothing. Like, for instance, it's like, it's just crazy to me because I was dating John for 3 months. Right. For me, 3 months is a long time.
Right.
I'm not sleeping with anybody else. I'm not hanging out with no other man. For me, like that was a relationship for me.
Right.
On the other hand, he's saying we're not in a relationship yet.
Right.
I'm like, how is that fair? Right. So now roles have reversed, motherfuckers. Okay, bet. You're with a chick? Well, I guess it's not a relationship yet because every single dude says the same. It's not just John. Right. Every single guy friend I have will be talking to a chick and still doing him.
Right.
I'm like, but you've been with her for like 6 months. Yeah, but we're not official yet. Right. How long does it take to get official?
Well, that's what they tell you. Maybe it's not true.
No, I feel like any man that has been dating someone and is still doing his thing on the side does not actually want to be with that chick.
Yeah.
Facts.
Right.
Facts.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
I could go cheating as far as she's concerned.
As far as she's concerned. Right. I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but it's happened to me. And those girls have come in and swooped in and have taken my man.
I know, but it doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying...
There's enough guys out there. Come on, don't do that because you're going to break somebody's heart.
Well, I'm not doing anything. No, I mean, I told you I'm not doing anything but dinner.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, in that case, I totally agree with you. You know, you're... And you're protecting yourself too.
I'm not attracted to anyone who's married. Yeah. Like, it's just like, you don't make my vagina tingle, so...
Doesn't matter what you look like.
No,
right?
Not at all. And I don't think he's the best looking guy on the face of the planet. He's decent. Like, right. He seemed like a gentleman to me. That's why I was like, okay, I guess I'll go on a date with you. Now yeah. I'm like, what kind of gentleman has a wife and is asking me out on a date? But I almost want to like interview him at dinner.
Yeah.
And then report back on my YouTube. So everybody stay tuned.
Oh man, that's terrible though. When people cheat, you know?
I just feel like, okay, so I work with this girl, right?
Right.
She has a best guy friend. They have like an open relationship. Like they have sex with each other, not all the time. So basically right. He's very open with her about all the women he's sleeping with because he's a whore.
Right.
She's not sleeping with anybody else. Not a single other person. She's only sleeping with her best friend. But he has a girlfriend who lives in a different country.
Right.
And while he's here in America, he does his own thing while sleeping with her. And I'm like, how is that? How are you happy in that situation? Because she was explaining to me if she went out right. and she started dating and she started hooking up with other guys, her best friend wouldn't even lay a finger on her anymore.
Yeah.
I go, so that's like controlling.
Yeah.
That's like the guy's basically making sure that you stick around till he figures out what he wants, right. which is never going to be you, obviously, because if yeah. he wanted to be with you.
But it happens a lot.
Yeah. So I'm just like, so she was like, I just feel like in 2019, everyone should just have open relationships.
Yeah.
It's the only way it'll work. She goes, I know at the end of the day, like, if I end up with him, he's probably just still going to sleep with other women. As long as he uses condoms, I'm okay with that.
Right.
I was like, that is never going to be me. But that's why when you ask me, why would I want to hook up with a guy who has a girlfriend, because their mentality is so fucked up. Men don't know what they want. I might not do it for a long time. I might do it for a couple of times and be like, okay, like, are you still with her? Like, are you still choosing her over me? And then I'll decide, okay, I'm right. good.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, I feel like guys say that because they don't know what it could be with you, and they're not going to leave whoever they've settled for. And right. I put settled in quotations because if you have been with someone for a period of time and you're not calling her or you're not thinking of kids or marriage, you're basically just settling for what's comfortable.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get scared with stuff that's not comfortable. And I'm not a very comfortable chick. Right.
But you know what? You'd get into a triangle then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if that chick is still holding on to him, you're in a triangle. Why would you want that?
I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I'm just saying it's baggage. A possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so much baggage to have to deal with that shit, you know?
Right.
And what if she's like... What if she's a stalker or something, you know? She's not going to leave you guys alone for 2 seconds. Yeah. So think about that, you know? I mean, I wouldn't always rush into things. I don't know, man.
I'm just, like, not attracted to anyone, dude.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of... If I told you, like, last night alone, 6 different men asked me out on dates.
Wow.
And I have, like, grown-ass men writing their numbers on, like, crinkled up pieces of paper and giving it to me.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm like... And I hate that I'm like that. Like, I literally call Gabby. I'm like, I hate that I'm like this, but I am. I'm just like, they could be like the person I've been looking for my whole life. I'm just like, nah. That's like almost like unavailable men. Like, yeah. What?
I mean, if something happens, it happens. You know, I mean, you're definitely in a position now with this job to pick and choose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can pick some of, just go for whatever seems like, yeah, don't be under pressure to take anything that comes up. Just be choosy. If something looks good, you try and pursue that.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I thought this guy looked good until I saw his WhatsApp pic. So.
Yeah. Then he wasn't so handsome anymore.
No, it just takes the attraction out of it. But for me, I'm like, okay, free dinner, free wine. Great. Sounds like a great night for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to go home.
$3,000 bottle of wine.
Yeah, exactly. And then I can tell people I drank a $3,000. I could check that off my bucket list. Because exactly. That's never anything I expect from a man when he takes me out.
Right.
Let alone anything I would ever do for myself. So it's right. just like, yeah, if I'm going to get that tonight, I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
And I'll make him feel like shit at dinner that he's at dinner with me. Yeah. Don't get it twisted, Sam. You know I'm a very blunt individual.
Right.
I'm like, so what exactly are you doing out at dinner with me if you're married.
Yeah. So he's going to get...
It's gonna be it's gonna be an interview. Yeah. And I'm literally posting all of this on YouTube.
So he's gonna spend thousands of dollars today to have to be
but you have no idea. Maybe his dinner with me and the conversation with me will make him act accordingly.
Right. So maybe you're like he needs you.
He needed to cross paths with me. Yeah. And that's how I view shit. Like maybe this dude needs to meet a chick like me so I can tell him what you're doing is fucked up. On that note, let me get the lasagna, add a little extra pepper and cheese.
Exactly. And one more wine. Fuck, man. It's unbelievable.
I feel like
the amount of money people have.
Oh, my God, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have no idea.
No.
You have no idea.
Jesus.
There's some dude. Okay, so we have like this wine cellar. It's like a room that's a certain temperature, and only the managers can go in. And then people will come in and they say, hey, I want to look at the wine in here. And they'll go in, but they have to shut the door and they have to be in there with like four different managers at a time because every bottle in there is like 20K and up.
Right. So it's like jewelry or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's this bottle that's, if this is the table, it goes almost probably like 6 feet. It's really tall and it's fat.
6 feet is taller than a man. Are you sure?
No. 6 inches.
Let's say
1, 2, 3 feet.
Three bottle water bottles. Okay.
And it's like probably two bottle waters across. It can fit 24 cases of wine in that one container. Guess how much it cost?
I don't know.
$55,000. And somebody just bought it last night.
Fuck. Are you serious?
They just walked in, they bought it. And like a baller, they put it on their table and left it there all night to let everybody know I just bought a $55,000 bottle of wine.
Wow.
$55,000. It's like something that you'd keep in your house, and anytime someone came over, you'd just like have them drink out of that because it's going to last you a fucking lifetime.
So this is a guy that makes $500,000 a month.
It's got to be.
He can spend
$55,000 to you is like writing a $20 check.
Right.
Then you're making a lot of money.
A lot of money. Mm-hmm. Jeez. I'm intimidated now.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, who cares? I mean, everyone's life is different. Like, sometimes I look at, Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend. Like, she got lucky. Her dad's a billionaire. She was born with good genes. Now she's a supermodel and actress. Not everybody is born with that type of, like, luck, you know?
Right, they have different paths.
If her dad wasn't a rich fashion designer, maybe she wouldn't be where she is right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you look at the
people. Besides, she's going to have her own fucking shit because nobody goes through a smooth life, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's got a story, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what she's been through or what she might be going through. Not that I'm wishing it on her, but...
Right.
Everybody's got a fucking story or two, you know?
For sure. 110%.
All right. Well, Danny, that's a lot to talk about for one day.
Yep.
We're going to get 3 days off, actually, folks. So.
And I'm working every single day.
You know what? Maybe I should be working, too. I wouldn't feel as down as I do.
Oh, my God, stop. Yeah. I look forward to time off.
No, I know.
Like,
me too.
I have today off. I'm like, yes.
If yesterday was a regular day, I would have been fine. But I fucked it up. So, no more sleeping in for me.
Yeah, until like we get the next text that's like, hey, no show today. Sometimes it's nice to sleep in.
No, it is. It is. And sometimes you just go, well, we don't have a guest. What are we going to talk about for 50 minutes? Although we never have any problem at all.
Yeah. Maybe after this weekend, we'll have some real juicy stories to talk about.
Yes, we will, folks. And that's the teaser for Tuesday. Have a good day, folks. And we'll see you all Tuesday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.